I just didn't know what this was.
Have you seen him? Tore an article out of the paper about his own show and he's tucking into it.
Yeah, too right.
So that there's an article in the Telegraph there.
It is.
They're trying to work out what might happen in this new series of Broadchurch, which is back tonight.
Yeah.
Episode 2, 9 o'clock on ITV.
Yeah.
Have you actually had a read of it? Do you agree with any of it? Are they on the money?
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, they're basically just saying what happened last week.
Yeah.
So far as I can tell. It's very exciting that people care that much.
So you haven't seen this series?
Nope. Nope. I hadn't seen last week's episode until it went out.
So will you watch tonight's with the rest of us?
I think I probably will tonight, yeah. Yeah.
Does that feel odd?
Usually you get a bit of an advance warning or an advance copy of something, but the amount of lockdown on these episodes, because they were
exciting,
so terrified,
right?
That they would spill some information out into the world that none of us got to see it.
It's amazing that because obviously in these days of information getting around really quickly,
yeah,
and it would ruin a show like that if we knew what was happening. So that's what has happened. Now I don't know how familiar you are with this feature that it's Richie's only real feature that I let him run on the show.
Right.
It's always at this time in the show. So prime
early,
time.
But
prime time. Really,
oh, sure,
you know,
yeah.
10 to 7.
Sure.
It's called Hitler's Toilet.
Hitler's Toilet.
Yeah.
I haven't.
Rich, how would you pitch it to DT?
It's pretty much the chance for me to have my own platform with a story that I find, because I comb stories with a finer tooth comb than everyone else does.
Right.
And it's a chance for me to get a story to air that, if it wasn't for me, wouldn't generally make it to air.
Right.
That's how this feature works.
At 10 to 7 in the morning.
Correct.
Sort of punching
and
through.
It's so called because once I found a story about a toilet that Hitler used.
Just give you an idea when he says what kind of stories that he looks for.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was a toilet that Hitler had on his own personal yacht.
Right.
And it got auctioned and installed in a New Jersey garage. So people that were waiting for their cars to be fixed could go to the toilet on Hitler's toilet.
How much did they pay for it?
We're talking thousands.
Why did a New Jersey garage pay thousands for a toilet?
Who would want that?
Yeah.
It was Hitler's toilet.
Well, you sound like it's a coveted item.
It's a toilet of fame, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway.
And so what have you got this morning?
Well, I've got a choice.
Right.
So normally I come with one story, but I thought as it's you could choose which story you want to hear. Do you want to hear a story about Loch Ness Monster's long-lost relative?
Right.
Or would you rather hear about a new business venture for Kim Jong-un?
I think I know what the Loch Ness story is, so
okay.
I'm going to go with the Kim Jong-un one.
Let's have the music.
Flush, flush, Hitler's toilet.
By the way, it's piqued my interest. I'm fascinated by Loch Ness and Nessie.
I'll save that for tomorrow morning.
All right, okay.
So you won't be here then.
No.
Kim Jong-un is going to open a restaurant in Scotland.
Right.
He has got a chain of restaurants already that are open in Amsterdam and Dubai, and they are called Pyongyang. That's the name of the restaurant. Okay?
Right.
And it sells North Korean food. And he's going to open one in Scotland. He's not identified whether it's...
He's got a lot of power, hasn't he? I mean, he can say to Sony, I don't like that movie.
Yeah.
Don't do it. And now he's in Scotland, I'm going to open up a restaurant there.
Yeah.
The reason he's going for Scotland is he's fallen in love with all things Scottish, particularly whiskey, and says that because...
I love it when people say that. I love all things Scottish. Whiskey's great.
And he considers Scotland a more left-leaning country and so more easy to deal with than England, which is why he's going with Scotland.
This feels unlikely. This feels like Nicola Sturgeon and David Cameron may have taken their eye off the ball slightly to let Kim Jong-un move in and set up a restaurant.
Some of the dishes that
surely we have to talk about some human rights records before we start talking about...
He believes that this restaurant
deals.
Will boost this regime's empty coffers. So it's obviously going to be somewhat pricey food.
So what kind of food will it be to the good people of Scotland?
Yes.
And which area is it going to be in?
He hasn't...
And what's your source?
Daily Mirror.
Have you seen he's literally clutching page 4 of the Daily Mirror there?
You didn't have a go at him for ripping his review out of the paper. So,
he's not presenting it as golden material.
So some of the foods, sea chestnut soup, frozen noodles and deep fried fermented cabbage.
Well, he's onto a winner with the deep fried stuff. Yeah. You know, without getting into huge stereotypes, I can understand why he's going down that road.
Although cabbage is a vegetable, so that's
exactly,
less likely
it's gonna...
But don't worry, they won't be serving dog.
Right.
That's the story. And that's the toilet.
I've got so many questions about this story.
Go ahead. So I don't believe any of this.
I don't believe any of this.
Feels like an April Fool.
No, it's in the Sun and the Mirror today.
But you should...
Well, he's cross-referenced it. It's fact.
Well, the two sources.
So what, he's flying into Edinburgh to sit down and...
I think he's sending his representatives. I don't think he's leaving the country to come, but, you know, to search out a unit himself.
But I thought we were lashing North Korea with all sorts of restrictions. And surely we're not encouraging them to come and set up businesses.
No, not just that, a restaurant as well.
It's all right for Amsterdam and it's all right for Dubai. So, you know, they're entertaining the thought.
What are the chances of this restaurant ever opening?
Well, there's a precedent. No, not at all. You can't say that.
I think this is an excuse for the Daily Mirror to do some very dodgy Photoshop, which I could just see.
And the headline, Kim Jong.
I've just seen the photo. Is he wearing a tam o' shanter?
Yeah.
They should be very careful that he takes a dim view of people taking the mickey out of him. Yeah. All right, Seth Rogen, they're still in hiding.